What's the best approach to treating a tumor? A new modeling method for assessing blood supply, critical to a tumor's growth and survival, may help. That's according to Arvind Pathak, an imaging expert at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues who've developed a Google Maps-like solution to the problem.
The distribution of a drug in a tumor depends upon how much blood is delivered to the tumor. And if the tumor is not what we call well perfused or does not have a very good blood supply, then it doesn't matter how much of the drug you give, not enough is going to be delivered. So it's a very powerful tool for modeling drugs of different sizes, looking at drug distribution in tumors of different types. So we've actually created the framework where we use imaging data in combination with mathematical tools and models to create very realistic simulations of what these drugs are going to do in a cancer.
Pathak notes that tumor blood vessels are quite different from normal ones in both structure and function, and modeling helps take that into account. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.